everybody, it's the Gamers Block Podcast.
Hey.
Here's Nas, and I'm Andrew. Welcome to our second edition.
Numero dos.
We still haven't come up with a good name for it.
No good name, so if you know of one, please send them our way, and maybe we'll send you something kind in return.
Yeah, if we
gift
choose
package.
Yeah, if we choose your title, your podcast name, we'll give you some
swag.
Chibi swag, yeah.
We have lots of it, so.
Right.
All right.
So, what do you want to talk about here today?
The whole Obama Clinton, you know, hill of the attacks thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole third grade, I want to be a president essay. And
right.
I think there was a really nice comment in the Chicago Tribune's story. Somebody had commented that, totally, man, I totally want that guy to be president. If he wrote an essay at that age in kindergarten, he should totally be president. So I was like,
absolutely.
Oh, that's pretty good. So,
sure.
But, I mean, this is kind of a low blow for Clinton, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's surprising, but I think a lot of people, at least amongst people I know, are kind of behind Edwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though, you know, I know that some of our friends are kind of like, I can't believe, I kind of like, you know, the kind
the
of
rich white
the rich
dude.
White guy,
yeah.
You know, and not the women or like, you know, the minority.
Yeah.
You know, appeal or whatever. But I mean, I like Obama. I think. Oprah obviously has thrown her full weight.
Right, I think that's gonna.
Him,
ooh.
So.
Speaking of low blows.
No. She's not that big.
No.
Not right now. So, but you know.
Anyway.
It'll shape up nicely. I don't know.
Well, you know the whole third grade thing segues nicely into the thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh yeah.
The fuel question this week. I thought it was going to be a fairly innocuous thing. You know, the question was, what would you recommend friends do, for a good evening out for recent parents?
And you know, they're your good friends and neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I mean, I've got a number of friends who've got young kids at home. They don't get out on their own very much. And, they feel a little disconnected to the nightlife that they once were so involved in.
I mean, yeah, my good friends Dave and Jane, they have a kid who's, she's a beautiful little kid, and I don't see him that much, truthfully,
yeah.
But I don't feel that them having a kid has changed much.
No.
In terms of our interactions, you know?
No.
I mean, granted, I don't really see them that often with, their kid, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, it hasn't changed. I don't feel like they're talking about their kids all the
yeah,
time.
Well, and that was the controversy, you know, somebody... made a comment that parents should go out and if they're hanging out with non-parents they shouldn't go on and on and on about their kids, that they should schedule, if they're going out just with friends who don't have kids or even just with other parents, that they should just make it a no kids talk night.
Right. You're going to talk about what's important in your life,
right.
and for recent parents, it's going to be their kid.
Absolutely.
You know,
I think that the point that the person who said that was trying to make was, if you're trying to have a night off, make it a night off.
Right,
don't go
right,
out and
right.
talk about your kids all night.
I mean, I could see that. I could see that.
And it kind of got out of hand, and it started the perennial, I hate kids, I love kids, what do you have against kids fight. That,
we were
that we have
all
in fuel
once kids,
all the time.
You know,
it's up there with bikes versus cars as far as divisive topics in fuel.
Apple versus PC.
Yeah.
But I think you mentioned that somebody had said that talking about something too long is
yes. The contributor Scoffiend, a regular in fuel. You know, his point was that. If all you talk about is one thing and your friend isn't interested in that one thing, they're going to get bored. And so
it becomes a one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's group dynamics at play,
right.
You know, trying to, if you're, it's kind of, for me, it's always like you kind of have to know when to listen and when to shut up.
Exactly.
Or you have to know when to,
sure.
keep the conversation going. And
right.
sometimes it's not possible to salvage some conversations, but, I don't know. It's give and take.
Indeed.
Like anything in life, give and take. So.
Absolutely. So we've moved on from that, and the current question up is, what are you secretly wishing you'll receive this holiday season?
iPhone.
But you probably won't get, which I guess is the iPhone for you. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
So what do you like this week in terms of events?
We have more good stuff. I mean, end of the year means like lots of stuff going on.
Oh, definitely.
But we've got lots of holiday themed stuff. Tonight is the we had a shout out last week for this, but tonight is our joint effort with Calumet Photographic for the GB Calumet Photo Swap.
Right.
It's up on the site, up in the masthead area.
Yeah.
It's tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We should be there. Bring 5 prints of your choice and swap them with other people. There's some food and finger foods, I think. Drink and finger foods.
Yeah.
Not food and
probably
finger
Goose
foods.
Island beer. We'll see.
I think so. Or maybe. It's at 1111 North Cherry Avenue on Goose Island itself. So if you're inclined and want to hang out with some photog-type people, go do that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And just over, actually, speaking of Goose Island...
Yeah.
You were going to
about the
Ignite Chicago event.
So, you know, we have a lot of tech stuff in the city, which is great because Chicago is quickly becoming a great tech-type town. So there's Tech Cocktail and what else?
Well, Chicago Beta used to be around.
Chicago Beta.
It's kind of faded.
And there's a new thing called Ignite Chicago.
Ignite-Chicago.org.
It is in slowdown on our site. It's at Goose Island in Wrigleyville, so not down on, you know, North and Clybourne.
Too bad. You could walk from one to the other.
Yeah. It also starts at 6 p.m., and it's a series of five-minute talks with, I think you can send 20 slides or something.
Mm-hmm.
You have to RSVP at upcoming.org. But there's a bunch of speakers. Most notable is probably Jason Fleet of 37 Signals and Basecamp and things like that. And, man, there's a lot of people, actually. So
there are.
Check
yeah, more
the
than
site
we can
out.
Talk about.
Yeah, yeah, check the site out. Take a look. It's definitely tech-oriented. I was kind of hoping it'd be kind of across the board, but, you know, these things tend to be tech-oriented. So
definitely. You know, speaking of GB events,
yes,
this isn't an official GB event, but it is something that one of our contributors does. Christine Bloomer, who is one of our contributors in Drive-Thru, is also known as the Wine Diva, and this is one of her busy seasons because of the holidays. She's going to be at the Discovery Center on the 7th, which is Friday. Talking about the noble grapes of the world and just learning more about wine in general.
What makes grapes noble?
Well, it's like Chardonnay and Cabernet and, you know, those, you know, the big grapes.
I am not a wine drinker.
The major grapes. you know, your Concord is not going to be in there as far as wines go.
No two-buck-chuck.
No two-buck... Well...
Well, there are some...
Those are made with some noble grapes.
Right.
But
that's
true. You never know which ones, and it ends up being a little ignoble. But
yeah.
It is $65, so it's a little pricey. However, this is one of those things where you're going to be learning as well as drinking.
Exactly.
So you're going to get nice and toasty for your $65.
Well worth it.
That's on Friday, and also on Friday is the Apartment Therapy House Tour, and that's pretty cool. Apartment Therapy Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all about interior design and a little bit about architecture, but mostly interior decorating.
Yeah.
They are going to be at a West Loop building, which has lots of live-work lofts, and they're going to be doing a little house tour of 5 of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's 845 West Fulton Market, and... it's the WOM Space Gallery, or WOM Space, I guess. The Post Family, One Design, Noor Shikari Photography, and Brandon Feniger Designs are all opening their homes to guests, basically.
I should look into that building.
You should. There's going to be wine supplied by a wine store over there that whose name has escaped me at the moment here. Hold on.
It's not Juicy Wine.
It's not Juicy. It's one of the other ones over there. I'll be really embarrassed if it's like the Fulton Winery. it's not something like that, though. At any rate, there's wine. They're going to be doing an after party at Lumen, which is right next door to this building.
Yes, yes.
It looks really fun.
I like that area a lot, you know.
It's a great
the
area.
The Fulton Market,
you know,
there's that a lot kind of West Landolph.
Yeah,
it's... I don't know if you've never been down there. It's, you know, it's still kind of work and still kind of warehousey because of the markets, obviously, but...
Yeah.
There's a lot of kind of low-key stuff down there. You
Definitely.
Know? Kind of some upscale stuff, but at the same time, it's not overly crowded. It's you know, I went to the Taste of Landolph a couple of years ago, and I was like, oh, this is where all the nouveau riche move to, you know. Mm-hmm. But, like, not in a kind of obnoxious kind of way. So
yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool, surprisingly, because I hate those tastes of insert favorite street here things. But it was kind of cool. So.
Cool. So that event is free for the house tour. It's $15 for the after party, only if you're drinking.
That's Friday?
That is Friday. Cool. Friday night, starting at 7.
Excellent.
What's going on your end there? On Saturday?
On Saturday, we have SantaCon 2007, which is exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of people dressed up like good old, you know, Papa Claus.
Right.
And, It's not
it's kind
it's more of a debauchery than anything
yeah,
else.
It's
kind of drunk Santas.
It's essentially yes.
It's like bad Santa come to life.
Yeah, a little bit. It's I mean if
like Billy
you've
Bob
probably
Odinson,
seen
you know.
Photos. If you haven't, I recommend hitting Flickr and searching for the SantaCon. That's CON tag and just take a look. There's SantaCons in all sorts of different cities: San Francisco, New York, LA probably.
It starts at 2 p.m.
Okay.
on the Saturday at the Congress Hotel Bar at 520 South Michigan Avenue. So it's I think it's an all-day kind of thing.
It is an all afternoon, all evening thing. That it's basically a bar crawl in costume, which is a lot of fun if you think about it. So bring lots of cash is what we're saying.
Or, you know, get some tips. Or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You can, I don't know. Actually, don't get too evil on that day. That's kind
yeah.
of evil. You can check out a lot of the stuff at SantaConChicago.com.
Cool.
Lots of people in Santa suits harassing people at bars. But it sounds like a good time, actually.
It does. So later that night, if you're not too drunk, we recommend heading over to the Green Lantern in Wicker Park. It's 1511 North Milwaukee on the second floor. Area Magazine, Area Chicago, is doing a wants and needs benefit party. It starts at 10, and they're going to have homemade goods, drinks, lots of interesting stuff, and they're going to be auctioning off stuff ranging from like swimming lessons to Qigong sessions, a tour of Chicago's Haymarket Monuments.
Haymarket Live.
Yeah. If you get in, it's... actually, I take it back. It starts at 8. The auction starts at 10. Excuse me.
Gotcha.
And it's a $10 to $20 sliding scale donation moving in, and it's $20 thereafter. They would love to see you there. Area Chicago, if you're not familiar with them, they do a lot of outreach in sort of impoverished areas of the city, and it's really pretty interesting stuff, and we love supporting organizations like that.
Definitely.
If you need more information, you can go to areachicago.org and learn more about it.
On a unrelated, maybe parting note, George Lucas was in town.
He was in town.
This past week. I wonder if anybody saw him.
I don't know. You know, he's dating somebody who's from here originally.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, his girlfriend is a Chicago native and is the president of Aerial Capital Management, which is a fairly significant investment
venture
firm.
Venture capital, yes.
Interesting in that it's not venture capital.
Okay.
Not venture capital. Although they might have a little of that.
They're
better known for mutual funds. But
That's
it's a little known fact. It's one of the largest African-American investment firms in the world.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I actually want, well, speaking of Lucas, but
sure.
I don't know if anyone's been down to the MSI to see the Star Wars exhibit. I hear it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, yeah, need to go south.
Indeed. All right, well, I think that's pretty much it for
speaking
this week.
Speaking of going south.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I think we're pretty much done. Look forward to hearing from you guys if you have any ideas on a name for this damn thing. This has been the GB Podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Nas.
And we look forward to talking to you next week.